Brad jumped in his SUV and headed to the hardware store. Halfway there, his dashboard caution light came on. Oh no! Finally, I get this thing paid off, and now this. Hell, he headed back to the house, not knowing what the caution light was telling him. Then his mind started racing. I wonder what it is. Could be anything. Anything. Low oil pressure? Overheating? Maybe my brakes are failing? Could be a serious engine malfunction. Oh no, not that. As he got closer to home, he started wondering what he would do if the engine was damaged beyond repair. He couldn't afford that. Not now. Oh, how would his kids get to school? This is the worst possible timing. The remainder of Fred's day was ruined. He woke up the next morning from a sleepless night to take his car into the shop, only to be promptly told that his blinking light was signaling that his gas cap was loose. Twist, twist, fixed. Mark Twain said, "I've lived through some terrible things in my life, some of which actually happened." You know that over 90% of what you and I worry about never happens? Not only did your worry not change anything outside your body, but a hormonal bonfire was exploding inside. Worry is robbing you of joy, sapping your energy, and stealing your precious day. Flip it. Flip your warrior into a warrior. Flip who's boss. Take charge of your thoughts, or your thoughts will take charge of you. And that's not a pretty sight. Worried about your kids? What good are you doing for you and them? Worried about money? Worry will buy you nothing. Get up and press forward. Worried about this nation? Your worry will only hurt you. Pray for this nation and then let go of your fears. Worried about your health? I assure you, your worry is making you unhealthier. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us, "Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you." My friend, practice controlling your thoughts. Whatever you dwell on expands, so choose well. Studies show that your thoughts materialize within seconds. The longer you feed worry with your focus, the greater the chance of attracting the very thing you fear. Here's your flip. Philippians 4:8 tells us, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, anything is excellent or praiseworthy. Think about such things." This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.